loud on the sensors, a swarm headed their way. "We're being targeted." Narrow-eyed, Randall's focus was on his console, his fingers a blur as he deployed countermeasures. Albion could see beads of sweat forming on his brow. He hung over his console, hunched, rigid. The kid was good at his job, a savant even, but he'd barely been at his first post for 6 months before he was transferred to Albion's command. He hadn't seen a lick of combat until the battle that saw Albion lose his commission, Covenant Command drumming him out of the service. The kid hadn't seen much since, either. "Easy, Ensign," Albion offered him a confident grin. "Just keep doing what you're doing," he said. "We're fine." Randall nodded, though he looked no less ready to implode than he had before. Albion sighed, but he wouldn't worry about Randall right then. The kid would do what needed to be done. "Mosquitoes on us," Choi called out. "The scavenger to our starboard is fired." As Choi spoke, the swarm struck the shields. Each no bigger than a baseball, they were designed to penetrate the defenses of a ship, too small to be deemed a threat by the shields. Built like darts, they had specialized drills mounted to their frames. The mosquitoes would bore into the hull at sensitive spots on the ship, and then explode, essentially tearing a craft apart from the inside. Albion wasn't going to let that happen.
"Phase!"
This time, Lyanna didn't question Albion's order. The Excalibur shuddered and faded away. Albion felt his stomach flutter, as it always did when they shifted into the weird energy realm that was phase space. The dimension clung to the real world like a second skin, allowing those aboard the Excalibur to peer into core space, the Zebedon's name for reality, while pulling them completely free of it. The effect had its advantages. The swarm of mosquitoes erupted into chaos, their target having disappeared despite the Excalibur not having moved.
"This is always so damn creepy," Choi said, following the mosquitoes' path through the ship.
Like ghosts, insubstantial, the mosquitoes swirled around them, floating through the Excalibur and everyone inside it. Albion shuddered despite not being able to feel any of it. Still, it was a strange sensation, watching real space objects glide through them like spirits. Then, the mosquitoes were gone. Uncoordinated, the scavengers were a bunch of like-minded pirates, but they had no structure to their organization, no cohesion. Ship captains were installed through violence, a knife in the back bringing about a promotion to whatever hand wielded the blade, qualifications be damned. Because of that, there would never be a real threat outside of the far-flung communities without nearby stargates to summon Covenant military ships to their rescue. The burst of cannon fire from the nearby scavenger ship tore into the cloud of mosquitoes, which hovered without direction where the Excalibur had just been. No defenses, the swarm was obliterated, going up in tiny pops of energy, which flickered on the viewscreen.
"Clear!"
Albion acknowledged Choi with a nod.
"Bring us back, Commander Till."
Lyanna grunted and did just that, the Excalibur returning to core space right where it had just been.
"Give it to that other ship, Harkin," Albion ordered.
"Sir!"
Randall tapped the firing sequence out on his console, and the rumble of the cannons responded, punching holes in the side of the Horde ship. Debris erupted along its flank, and it, too, began to list.
"Shit!"
Albion's gaze snapped to Lyanna, and he felt the butterflies in his stomach as she shifted to phase space on her own. His cheeks warmed at her presumption, anger flaring. But the blare of the warning klaxon cooled him in an instant. The Indomitable had opened fire. On instinct, he hunkered in his seat, hands strangling the armrests, as the barrage of fire tore through space, headed straight toward them.
"Take us out of the Horde," he said, jutting a thumb upward.
Randall obliged, the ship reacting without hesitation, engines engaging and pushing them out of the line of fire. While even the Indomitable's massive cannons couldn't hurt them in phase space, Albion simply felt better being out of the way, just in case. He watched as the searing bolts of energy slammed into the cluster of Horde ships, decimating them with cruel precision. Several of the ships simply vanished, engulfed and then obliterated, disappearing from the Excalibur scanners as if they'd never existed. Several others only caught glancing blows, but that was enough to break the Horde. Wounded ships veered in every direction. The makeshift destroyer the Excalibur had damaged just moments before careened into its neighbor in its rush to escape, crippling both ships as they collided. Pieces of each breaking off and drifting into space, they peeled apart and limped away. What was left of the Horde followed their lead and scattered.
"Would now be an inappropriate time to say, 'I told you so?'"
Lyanna asked, returning Albion's earlier wink with exaggerated zest.
"It's always an inappropriate time, Commander."
Albion slumped in his seat, glaring out the viewscreen at the fleeing Horde ships.